Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7.05 Wednesday morning. This part of the show is brought to you by HSBC Bank. I just said happy birthday to my mom a second ago. Mm-hmm. And now I have to say happy birthday to my brand new what is your niece's kid to you? This is my kid's first cousin once removed. Congratulations to my niece Megan. She just had her baby, the first baby of that generation of kids.
Oh, what's the baby's name?
Liam Matthew Stubbs. Yay. He was born this morning at 1 a.m.
Oh, okay.
7 pounds, 4 ounces, 19 and a half inches long, happy and healthy. So cute. Uh-huh. Oh. Little Liam. Congratulations, Megan. And Brandon, her husband. All right, so the bad news yesterday for us and for everyone who has tickets for Alice in Wonderland is that John Mayer was hospitalized yesterday for an emergency appendectomy. John is currently on tour with Dead & Company and was due to play our show on Tuesday. Today we expect to know what the status of Alice in Wonderland is and what's going to happen and how it's going to be handled. But just so you know, we did see that.
The people here at the company take this stuff very seriously and were absolutely on the phones.
Of course.
And there was a lot of work going on immediately upon hearing what had happened.
Right.
So, and you were the first one to say, I had my appendix out.
And it was a 2-week recovery.
Right.
But that was the olden days when they would cut you open and take the thing out. Now people are even saying, Vinny's talking about this new through the back door operation that he made up this morning. And then there's laparoscopy, which they go in through your belly button.
Right.
And so hopefully.
My point wasn't that they really use a gloved hand. My point was there must be a new way, right?
Right.
They've got to have some new way. Cutting you wide open.
It does seem like they would just be able to do it really quickly and he would be able to play the next day.
Right. Right.
So they did postpone a couple shows for Dead & Company, but they haven't gotten into next week. So as soon as we know,
you'll know.
We'll have a whole process and we'll let you know. John Mayer had his appendix out yesterday and that's where we're at. Hasn't gotten any further. Time has named their Person of the Year 2017, and it's the Silence Breakers. So on the cover, I don't recognize everybody on the cover here, but there's Ashley Judd, there's Taylor Swift, and I believe the woman who coined the hashtag MeToo is one of these people. So the announcement was made this morning on the Today Show. Donald Trump, who was last year's winner, came in second for changing the very nature of the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
So 2017, Person of the Year is the Silence Breakers, the voices that launched a movement. So there you go. Look, there's a whole huge article about it and a lot of celebrity reaction, and I'm sure that'll be all over your news feed this morning. The Hot 100. These are the 100 biggest songs in the country at this moment.
Maybe. Oh, this should be good.
Oh, yeah. At number 100.
Keep your expectations low.
I don't want to. I loved her a few minutes ago. Yuzette goes, Hooman, get in here! And he's all dejected. He puts his phone down and he gets up. And he's like, all right, I'm coming. It's just like, man, Brynn being gone, it's what happened to your breakfast time, right?
I'm hungry.
This is when you eat.
Yeah, you're right. But I have to focus so
you're
I don't
so
eat.
Put upon.
I get nervous, so I just
nervous?
I don't eat when I get nervous.
You get nervous about doing the sound in here?
Yeah.
Don't be nervous.
You guys make me nervous.
That's all just fun, human.
Want to over-deliver for
and
once.
And always do. All right, coming in at number 100 is a song called Pero Fiel, Shakira, featuring Nicky Jam. I love her.
Me too.
Okay. Skipping up to number 10. This was last week's number 8 song, Feel It Still, Portugal the Man. At number 9 is What Lovers Do, Maroon 5, featuring SZA. Number 8 is No Limit, G-Eazy, featuring A$AP Rocky and Cardi B. Number 7 is Bodak Yellow, Money Moves by Cardi B. Number 6 is Sam Smith, Too Good at Goodbyes. Coming in at number 5 is Thunder, Imagine Dragons.
Big at My House, this is.
Still?
Still.
Oh, no, it was Believer that was.
Both of them.
Yeah. I love this tune. You are thinking about being a big star. Number 4 is Gucci Gang by Lil Pump. Lil Pump. I like that name.
Do you?
I do. Climbing up the charts is Perfect, Ed Sheeran at number 3.
This is the Beyonce version I like about
her. Oh, okay, fine.
Do you think she's an overactor?
No. She's the best.
You think so? You
mean Queen like, B? Oh, come on.
You love her?
I do. All do right. you?
I don't know if I'm buying it.
Stop it.
So I good. Just recently, I think in the last 2 years, started to appreciate her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because before I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. But songs like this, just when like, oh my God, it's so beautiful.
The Beyonce moment for me mm-hmm. was when I saw her doing Halo in a hospital room,
uh-huh.
surrounded by like the staff of the hospital, just her and some
for
guitar
player.
Yeah, just for, yeah. for the, I think I for the ward, like a cancer ward.
Sick.
Oh, will you stop it?
I heard he was
oh
an actor.
Oh, my God.
He was a plant.
That is the most... It's so beautiful. Just her and an acoustic guitar
yeah.
and a whole room of spellbound people. So beautiful.
Here they are. That's them together.
It's beautiful. Number 2 is Havana, Camila Cabello featuring Young Thug. And number 1, again, is Post Malone featuring 21 Savage, Rockstar. All right, there it is. The big songs in the country at this moment. All right, Benny, I have a question for you.
I'm ready.
Who sold the most concert tickets this year? Here are your choices. I'll give you choices.
Okay.
All right? Guns N' Roses, Ed Sheeran, U2, Bruce Springsteen, Depeche Mode, Billy Joel, Justin Bieber, Stevie Nicks, or Bruno Mars. Out of all of them, who sold the most concert tickets this year?
I'm going to go Guns N' Roses, Bob. What?
Pick again.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Can you read those names again?
Well, not Guns N' Roses. Ed Sheeran, U2, Bruce Springsteen, Depeche Mode, Billy Joel, Justin Bieber, Stevie Nicks, Bruno Mars.
Katy Perry, not on the list.
No.
So weird.
Mm-hmm.
Bruno Mars.
Nope.
Ah. See, Bruce is doing that show.
He's also nope.
No, I was going to say, I don't think it's Bruce because he's doing that show where he's in Broadway on Broadway with a small-ish venue. So
and
it's
he's
not
all
Bruce.
Sold out, but he's but
yeah,
he's
but
not
it's
the
not
one
him.
Sold
no, I don't expect it to be him. That's I'm walking my way through it.
He is on these people. I will say this. They're all. This is the list of top sellers. I don't believe I have them in order. I do have the number one.
You too.
No.
Is it Bieber?
No.
Jesus, who could it be?
Here's who's left. Stevie Nicks, Billy Joel, and Depeche Mode.
Oh, come on.
One of them sold the most.
Look, I like Depeche Mode, so I'll go Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode sold the most tickets of any artist this year.
I love it. That's a great story.
According to Bloomberg.com, they sold 1.27 million tickets over the first 9 months of this year, and that's more than Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, Bruno Mars, U2, Guns N' Roses, Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel, or Stevie Nicks. It's kind of incredible.
Children of the 80s and the people who are, you know, I guess digging the 80s.
They never had a number one hit in America, and they have been crushing it on the road this year.
People Are People wasn't number one?
Nope. Not in America. Maybe probably
just
in
can't get enough. They're
nope. In October, they became the first act to sell out 4 consecutive shows at the Hollywood Bowl. Martin Gore of Depeche Mode says, every time we go out and tour, we're playing to more people. It's just incredible at this stage in our career.
Well, yeah.
And they say, you know, that's a lot of bands that aren't exactly lighting up the charts that are selling a ton of
people. It's incredible that singer
nostalgia tour.
Even stayed alive. He had a
Didn't
major,
he OD?
Yeah, he had a major drug problem. Yeah. Major.
Well, he did, and they have sold the most tickets.
I'm happy to hear it.
1.27 million tickets in the first 9 months
the
of the year.
The weird thing about Depeche Mode is if you read, if you care about music and you read other artists' interviews and stuff, they'll pop out of heavy metal bands' sure. mouths. Like,
very
artists,
influential. Yeah,
very surprising how many artists will mention Depeche Mode and you go, whoa, all right. That's a from out of nowhere.
Right.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, and they are beloved.
And they win.
They do win big. I read that and I looked at the other things. I went, I'm going to see if any can guess this because this is ridiculous.
Well, and so speaking of, Guns N' Roses, if they're not second on the list, they got to be high up there.
They're in the top sellers, but the
because there's the another 80s band having a total like second wind.
You know, they're not really ranking this. I think that the top four sellers are Depeche, Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, and Bruno Mars.
Mm. All right.
They're saying official year-end numbers aren't in yet, but the biggest tours include Guns N' Roses, U2, Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel, Stevie Nicks.
Well, they sold out the AT&T mm-hmm. here, and they were great. Really good.
Ed Sheeran was snubbed by the Grammys, they say. He's, you know, wasn't up for any of the big song of the year or, you know, artist of the year or whatever.
Well.
And he did have to cancel some tours because he injured both his arms
in
a bike accident.
I forgot about that.
Some tour dates. But he still had a great year. Spotify just released a lot of year-end data because this is the time of year. It's list time.
Uh-huh.
Like the most streamed artists and songs both domestically and worldwide. And Ed is number one worldwide. Some of the highlights.
Are you going to tell that story or is that story not for air?
Oh, I don't know if I should tell it. I mean,
why wouldn't
I guess
you?
It doesn't hurt anything.
Yeah. What?
So there's this, you know, the Battery Club, Hooman, you know about this.
It's of course.
It's one of these clubs where you pay an exorbitant amount of money to be a member there.
$200.
Yeah, but there's an initiation fee of like $5,000. It's expensive to be a member. So I'm not sure. I don't really know. But it's one of these exclusive clubs.
Right.
And so I have some friends, Hot Ass Danielle being one of them, and they have memberships there. Hooman seems like he has a membership because he's always there, but I don't think he does. So,
do you have a membership there?
No, I don't.
But they'll let you in anytime you want.
No. You have to be a guest of a member. Yeah, I'm a guest of a member.
But you must know a million members.
Yeah, I know a few.
And it's very, I mean, the places I've gotten to go twice, and mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's fantastic. I think I even told you guys I went to it, and they have, like, secret rooms behind bookcases. We found a guitar. We totally had a rock out jam. They're never going to let me.
Didn't you get too wasted there?
Yeah, I actually, as I walked in, because I stopped there, we went and saw, it was the Three Billboards screening that we did a couple weeks ago, and on our way, it's right down the street from where we are here on Battery Street. It's, I don't know, less than a block away. So Danielle said, I'm going to go in and get a cup of tea. And because I got to wait before I go someplace. So I went in there with her and I actually had that moment where, like, am I on some poster somewhere where that don't let that one back in here. She's not a member. And she got lit. Anyway, this past weekend, Hot Ass Danielle was hanging out there and she texted me on Sunday morning like, you'll never guess what happened to me last night. I guess Ed Sheeran and a bunch of his friends went to the Battery Club and just like to hang out. And they found the guitar too.
Oh, fun.
And had a total impromptu jam. And Danielle got to jam with them. And
how exciting.
It was a super fun, like out of the blue thing. And we thought maybe it's because Taylor Swift was in town.
Uh huh.
Because it wasn't like he had a show booked here.
Oh, he did.
Oh, we did. What day?
He did the show for the other station.
Yeah, for the other station. With Taylor,
right.
And a bunch of other people too.
Right. Just say there was no show. So anyway, he was he was randomly spotted there and hung out. And she said she had, you know, they had a great time. And I was like, man, that almost makes you want to pay the money and be a member. Just go hang out there.
Really? And Sheeran showed up.
So anyway, he was the number one worldwide most streamed artist on Spotify. So here's some other highlights from their year-end data report that Spotify put out. Top male artist worldwide, Ed Sheeran, 6.3 billion streams. That easily surpasses the 4.7 billion that Drake had last year when he was number one. For the third year in a row, the top female artist is?
Taylor.
Nope.
Katy Perry.
Nope.
Beyonce.
Nope. Adele.
Nope.
You said
Katy
Beyonce?
Perry.
Nope.
Pink.
Nope.
Celine Dion.
Lord.
Nope.
Bruno.
Do we play her on the station?
Female. Oh, it's female.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Selena?
We do. No. We play like, I think we play one or two of her songs.
Sia?
It's
Ariana Grande.
Rihanna.
Oh. Rihanna. Oh.
We don't play Rihanna.
Well, we play that one song. Okay. The most, it's Stay, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
The most streamed song was Ed's Shape of You, became the most streamed track of all time on Spotify. It has 1.4 billion streams. The most streamed album was Divide. The most streamed group was Coldplay.
Oh, hell yeah, it was.
The breakout streaming artist of the year was Camila Cabello. The top five male artists in the U.S. were in the. This is the U.S. Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Future, Ed Sheeran, and The Weeknd, in that order. The top five female artists in the U.S. were Rihanna, Taylor Swift, Nicki Minaj, Ariana Grande, and Halsey. The top five tracks in the U.S. were "Humble" by Kendrick Lamar, that Lil Uzi Vert song, EXO Tour, Lilith 3. "Shape of You" by Ed Sheeran, "Congratulations" by Post Malone, and "Despacito" by Luis Fonsi with Justin Bieber, Daddy Yankee. And they go, there's a whole bunch of this. The most, the biggest day for streaming, the day that Spotify was used the most, I guess, June 13th.
Huh. I wonder why.
No reason.
No reason?
No, that was measured by most streams per user that
but
day.
But something hadn't been released.
They're not saying what they think it was. Just the biggest day for streaming, June 13th. June.
It was a Tuesday, by the way.
Oh.
That's a random day.
Sure is.
The emerging genres. I guess, yeah. Can you type in by genre and sure. Say play me songs from this? Here are the emerging genres on Spotify for 2017. Melodic power metal, chaotic black metal, chill hop, trap Latino, future funk, jump style, serialism. Cinematic dubstep, vintage swoon, and gamecore. What? No.
Vintage swoon.
Oh, damn it.
Before you break, do you want to read this text that just came through?
Which one?
The one for Michael.
Uh-oh.
No, our guy just texted us.
I didn't get a text.
Read it. Okay. This is from our dude, Michael Martin.
Michael Martin, the boss in the corner office.
John Mayer is 100% committed to doing the show. I should know today if the date stays the same or if we have to move it to another day in December. Mm. Personally, from John himself, he said, do not cancel the show. I'll get up on stage and sit on a chair if I have to. I'll have an answer today. That's from Michael Martin.
Okay, so that is the latest information on John Mayer's appendectomy emergency.
Don't
Winterland,
cancel the show.
Winterland is on.
I 100% didn't get that text. How about you?
Oh, let me see if I got it.
All right.
Yes.
You got it?
I did. That's the end of the celebrity trash. Excellent note to end on. Winterland is on. It's coming up in the news.
I got a news story for redheads.
Oh.
I got some news about beer.
Oh.
Always a winner, right?
Right.
And more after these.
The best. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh my God, the sky is beautiful outside the window. It was freezing this morning.
Yeah, it was.
34 degrees at my house.
Really?
They said it was even going to get colder.
Like a donkey, I squirted liquid onto my windshield as I...
Oh, and it iced right up on you?
And it froze on me, and I thought, oh, I should have checked the temperature before I did that. Yeah. Wow.
Well,
I'll just sit here for a minute.
Just let your windshield melt it. Yeah. So it's supposed to warm up, I mean, be in the 60s, I guess, later on today. But, man, it's winter's coming. All right. This portion of the program is brought to you by Sovereign Health. Coming up at 8 o'clock, our 12 days of holiday are continuing. I believe they're beginning today. Is this
yes,
day
today's
one?
Yes, the first day.
And we have a $500 Westfield San Francisco Center gift card. You go on a little shopping spree over there. I'll tell you about some of the stores.
That's a lot of money.
It's excellent. Mm-hmm. So that's coming up at 8 o'clock, your first chance to win in the 12 days of Christmas. I mean, holidays.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bananas at Large.
Oh, Bananas! Yay!
Shop for the musician on your holiday list in-store or at bananas.com. They have locations in San Rafael and Santa Rosa.
And Alan from Bananas was saying, you know, the Santa Rosa store, please, if you can, patronize, go to the local store and spend money there because they're, you know, Santa Rosa has been hard hit.
Big troubles.
They need some help up there.
Yeah, and I'll get to our friends down south are also getting hard hit.
Oh, my God.
That's not where we begin, Sarah. We begin with Russia being banned from the upcoming Olympics.
Incredible.
Banned.
Yep.
So Russian athletes will be allowed to stand on the medal podium at the Winter Olympics if they're allowed to go by the motherland. Just not with their anthem playing and not with their nation's flag rising above them.
Like a neutral, eye tested, free of drugs.
They'll play. The International Olympic Committee barred Russia and its sports leaders from the upcoming games in South Korea after lead investigators concluded that their government concocted a doping scheme at the 2014 Sochi Games, which caused unprecedented damage to the games.
So I know both of you guys have Netflix. If you get a chance, watch Icarus. It's on Netflix, and it was the film that I was telling you guys back in January about that was at Sundance that basically talks about Putin and how he's behind all the doping and how he uses all the scientists to make their athletes super athletes. And then remember when I also mentioned all of the electronics at Sundance all of a sudden shut down one day and nobody could get their tickets and everyone's like, the Russians are hacking. They told us not to play this film at Sundance.
Oh.
Like that was the big rumor.
Oh.
For 24 hours, no credit cards could be processed. Anyway, Netflix picked up the film and I think this film had a lot to do with that decision.
The IOC says the cheating scheme was top to bottom, manipulation and cheating to ensure Russians could dope at the Olympics on their home turf and not get caught. But they did.
They took away a lot of their medals too, didn't they?
Yes, they did. But this is unprecedented, telling a country you can't come. So if they do in fact get to go and test clean and win, they will stand. They will stand as an Olympic athlete from Russia, but they'll play the Olympic. They'll put the Olympic flag up, and they'll play the Olympic song for that competitor
just from like a nowhere land.
They do have to. Each person that competes from Russia will have to pass drug tests to prove they were clean, and also did not benefit from the Sochi scheme. Our upcoming Olympics.
So that they were never involved in the doping scandal.
Our Olympics upcoming are in February 9th to 25th. So, and they're going to be in South Korea.
One other thing. Putin thought he was untouchable because he had spent $51 billion to do the Sochi Games, making it the most expensive. Did you read about this?
Was that in Icarus or...
No, this was at the Sochi Games. There's a few articles about this, how much Putin spent, but I'm looking at Wikipedia right now.
Well, I remember that he should have spent more because remember the cardboard hotels
the
and the
right, weren't working.
Nothing was finished, and people could walk through doors because they were made of cardboard.
And I bet you, if a camera crew were to go to Sochi now, today,
abandoned,
all that stuff is just broken and abandoned and bummer.
Yeah.
For the people of Sochi.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you mentioned it a minute ago. Ventura County firefighters are on the front page of today's San Francisco Chronicle as they are dealing with the same firestorm we dealt with here in the North Bay. The strong winds, dry conditions, it's spreading everywhere, and there are a lot of alerts going out. Someone texted in. My kid goes to UCLA and has been given pack your bag.
Yeah, like 100,000 people have been evacuated so far, and they're saying it's just going to continue.
Here it is. I'm sure you guys are talking about this, but my UCLA kid has been told to pack up and be on alert for evacuation.
Oh, my God.
So, very sad.
Like four different fires going on.
We know too well what happens there. That wind just carries the fire everywhere.
It's the saddest thing to watch the little embers and sparks flying through the air over to places where it hasn't burned yet. It's terrible news.
Woof. About 3,000 Oakland City workers are on strike and picketing for the second day after failing to agree on a new labor contract. Union leaders say non-emergency workers like senior centers, libraries, City Hall, and other city-run departments are striking again today. So there's that. I'm a fan of redheads.
Yeah.
You?
Sure. Yep.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Oh, my mom was a redhead.
She was?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom was a redhead?
Mm-hmm.
A natural redhead?
Mm-hmm.
Sheila was a redhead?
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Yeah,
that's it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
I thought she had black hair.
Black hair?
Yeah.
No, my mom's never had black hair.
Oh.
My dad had black hair. No, my mom had red hair.
Hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where'd she get that from?
She was born with it.
Do you guys have any Irish blood?
Yeah,
in
your... where does it come from?
I don't know. She just had red hair.
Are there
up.
Redheaded? Was she Mexican?
Yes.
Was it
a light Mexican though? My grandma's really, really like white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't try.
All right.
And I think my grandma's hair was kind of on the blondish side growing up.
According to a new book called. Yeah. The Big Redhead Book, there are four benefits of being born with red hair.
Okay, what are
Redheads
they?
Are better at producing vitamin D. They produce it faster when they're out in the sun than other people do. And low vitamin D levels have been linked to depression, diabetes, and bone issues.
All right.
They have higher pain tolerance. A study in 2003 found redheaded women could tolerate up to 25% more pain than blondes and brunettes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've heard that before.
That is very interesting.
You should get a redhead lady to tape your jousting. What are you doing?
What?
What is your deck? What part of the deck do you do that you keep stabbing
like,
sticks into your
jousting. Jousting? I'm like, when
you
do
joust?
I
what is
would
that?
Love to.
What is that called?
I am putting bitchathane tape on the joists on my deck.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yep. That is pretty close to what you said, Vin.
And you're all taped up and injured.
I have my new skin on today.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Cover that sucker up.
You know any redheads?
None that I can put call in to do the joist right. work for me.
That was close. Give me something, would you?
Rah, rah.
Red is the...
I don't know what to give you for that. I mean, no, how about no cigar?
How about $5? You got
no,
$5?
I don't.
All right. Red is the hardest hair color to fake. So, if you're a natural redhead...
You can tell when someone's a natural right. redhead.
You have a better chance of making it as a commercial actor if you're a redhead. A study in 2014 found 30% of commercials that air in prime time feature at least one redhead.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's a lot, since redheads only make up 2% of the world's population.
Mm.
Redheads, everyone.
I should tell my nieces to go out for more, you know,
yeah,
commercial
you should.
Work.
I thought that's what she went to L.A. to do.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I don't know. I think she's, you know, of course she's, I'm related to her and I think the world of her. So I'm like, why hasn't she made it? But it's tough biz.
Does
down
she,
there.
So she does still go out for tryouts then?
I think she goes on some auditions, but she really wants to make the music thing happen. So
right.
Yeah, we'll see. Mm-hmm. They just got booked on a cruise ship. They're going to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the two of them, her and her new husband are going to go be in a room on a cruise ship playing their little duets every night.
Oh, their own music.
No, I don't know if it's their own music,
okay.
But they do
say,
a lot of songs together. And...
You're going to see a mutiny.
We hate original music.
We want Captain and Tennille pronto.
Love. Love.
Keep going.
No, I was hoping you'd go on with the next thing. I was singing.
Exciting and new.
Oh,
is
sure.
it that one?
No, it's right. a Captain and Tennille song.
All right.
A 61-year-old guy named Don Little from Honolulu was having a party on Sunday, and his roommate came home to join in, but didn't bring any beer.
Uh-oh.
Don was mad.
But it's his place. It's the roommate's place, too.
Right. Where's the beer?
Oh, you can't come to your own house without if you don't have some beer?
Don was so upset that he stabbed his roommate in the knee.
Oh, in the knee?
The guy was hospitalized.
What is he, a little person? I don't understand.
12-inch stab wound on his leg.
On the ground. I need more beer.
Don was arrested for attempted murder.
For the knee, huh?
Well, no, for the watch.
I mean, he wielded a knife at the guy.
Yeah.
Maybe he's in a wheelchair.
Maybe they'll argue that down, but...
Yeah. Still, he did stab a dude.
Yeah, I pulled a knife out and broke skin.
Well, next time that guy will bring beer.
Right. Duh. I don't have the whole list in front of me because I don't have time. I have too many stories to do for you. But here it is. A website called Business Broker Network analyzed Google searches to figure out what beer people in every state are searching for more than people anywhere else. And in California, Stone Brewing. Stone. I don't know. I don't even get to drink beer.
Right.
You're supposed to tell me that.
I don't know about it.
Stone Brewing. Tell me.
I don't know a thing
you
about
love
it.
It.
I don't even know if I've ever had
Easy?
It.
I don't know anything about Stone. Are they, I don't even, what's the story? Are they local?
I don't know.
It looks like they might have something.
Stone Brewing.
Sorry.
That's what we're looking for.
That's what
here,
everyone
huh?
in California is searching for.
It's an Escondido?
Escondido. That's down south.
Yeah.
Just okay. A microbrew?
Stone Brewing out
All
of Escondido.
Right. Keep your eyes open, everybody. I guess it's great.
While I'm on beer, Pizza Hut is always looking for ways to get more of its pizza delivered. Now they're going to be bringing beer.
Oh.
They're going to start testing beer delivery in Phoenix, where you can order 6-packs along with your pizza. And I imagine that's going to go well.
Pizza and beer.
Pizza Hut.
Oh, Pizza Hut.
But yeah, I mean,
I wonder.
Pizza, you'll order the pizza just because
you can get a beer with it.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's going to be. I'm sure there are some states where that's not legal.
Why?
Because of blue laws. I wonder if there'll be like something where you can't deliver.
That was so bogus in Pennsylvania. The weird.
The whole
thing.
East Coast has.
You
that
can't
thing
buy
going
booze on a Sunday.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? It's Sunday.
Yeah.
This is when you booze.
Right. And you had to go to a special store. Although, weirdly, you could walk into a bar and buy a 6-pack from
yeah,
them.
Well, yeah, that's what's...
What you had to do.
That's not great.
It's hard for an alcoholic, huh, Van?
Well, I wasn't as much up to as much when we were there.
You could go a day without?
Yeah, I could. Yeah. Couple even.
Right.
But, you know...
Wasn't a thing.
It still was stupid. Really stupid. To be all, I got to go to a separate store to get this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Separate store just for beer, separate store for liquor.
Right. And then you're not going to have it on the day when everyone drinks it.
Right.
Sunday.
You had to prepare. Dedicated drinkers only have that happen to them one time.
Right. You learn your lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. June 13th probably got the most streams because most people start summer vacation.
Oh.
And graduation prep and hanging out by the pool.
Okay. All Tuesday, right. June 13th had the most streams
Is
of any day.
Is that when graduation happens?
I don't know. I guess around then.
Wow. What show was Vinny just talking about? I caught the tail end and didn't hear the name. It might be Godless?
I think that's the one big show we talked about today.
Yeah. Right.
Had an appendectomy about 1.5 years ago. 3 tiny insertion points. Back on my feet the next day, says 650.
Oh, that's great. And just so you know, it looks like Winterland is going to go on. John Mayer
the date
had,
may change.
It may. We'll know that today, though. We'll let you know as soon as we know.
Vinny, people are saying Stone Brewing Company is opening up a place in Napa.
Oh.
Next month.
Oh. Well, maybe that's why we're doing so much searching for it here in California.
408 says, Ivy, hey, look at our new campus. It's great, huh? Everyone, we hate it. Ivy, well, who asked you?
That's the Apple designer.
Yeah, it's the guy who, he didn't even design the campus that everyone's bitching about, but he is out there saying, no one asked you. It's where we do our work. Yeah. Why are you? Why do you got to hate?
You didn't ask us, but you gave us this device that we say what we think about stuff on.
Right, exactly right. The people, though, of Cupertino have plenty to say about the campus as they feel like housing prices have now gone out of control.
Mm-hmm. Parking is horrible.
Right.
Congestion is terrible.
Someone wrote in, though, and said, if I can find it, I can't. My aunt's, I'll paraphrase, my aunt's dump is now worth $2 million. Oh, not everyone's mad in Cupertino.
Right. When your aunt has a dump that's now worth $2 million, the whole family's psyched.
Hey, aunt, sell.
Coming up, we'll do the John Mayer update real quick. I got a Lindsay Lohan. Like, what's Lindsay Lohan got going?
Good.
Every time she rears her ugly, beautiful head, it's some crazy. This is something you just could never guess.
I can't wait.
In a million years, right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.